This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
So, Attorney General William Barr has been testifying in front of Congress for the last 2 days, and it's been pretty interesting because, A, Barr has not been the Attorney General for more than a couple months, and so for most of the stuff that was happening or that they're questioning him on, he wasn't even around for, and he's kind of just like almost like a unintentional mop-up crew that has to just read what was going on under someone else's watch and then kind of just respond to it in his own manner. But the questioning has been childlike. It's been very immature. You can see Barr's frustration with it. However, there have been some bombshells here and there, including Barr confirming that President Obama was conducting unauthorized surveillance of the Trump campaign. Here's that clip.
I am going to be reviewing both the genesis and the conduct of intelligence activities directed at the Trump campaign during 2016. A lot of this has already been investigated, and a substantial portion of it has been investigated and is being investigated by the Office of Inspector General at the Department. But one of the things I want to do is pull together all the information from the various investigations that have gone on, including on the Hill and in the Department, and see if there are any remaining questions to be addressed.
And can you share with us why you feel a need to do that?
Well, for the same reason we're worried about foreign influence in elections, we want to make sure that during an election, I think spying on a political campaign is a big deal. It's a big deal. Generation I grew up in, which was the Vietnam War period, you know, people were all concerned about spying on anti-war people and so forth by the government. And there were a lot of rules put in place to make sure that there's an adequate basis before our law enforcement agencies get involved in political surveillance. I'm not suggesting that those rules were violated, but I think it's important to look at that. And I'm not talking about the FBI necessarily, but intelligence agencies more broadly.
So you're not suggesting, though, that spying occurred?
I don't. I guess you could. I think there was a spying did occur. Yes, I think spying did occur.
Well, let me.
But the question is whether it was predicated adequately.
Stunned. Stunning blow. Pause it. I want to refresh this. We got to watch this replay. This is like somebody just landed a haymaker, a knockout blow, and the opponent's out on their feet. So you're saying that you're not suggesting that there was spying, though? And William Barr's like, no, Obama did spy, actually. That's what I said. Boom! And Democrats out on their feet. Ugh. Finish him. All right, roll this haymaker clip.
FBI necessarily, but intelligence agencies more broadly.
So you're not suggesting, though, that spying occurred?
I don't. I guess you could. I think there was a spying did occur.
Oh! Hold on. I want to watch that one more time. Rewind it one more time because here's the Democrats up there trying to protect Obama. But there was no spying, right? I mean, Obama didn't do anything wrong. There was no spying, right? I mean, you didn't just say there was spying. That's literally, he's like, no, they were spying. And so here's, but Obama didn't spy, right?
Necessarily, but intelligence agencies more broadly.
So you're not suggesting, though, that spying occurred?
I don't.
That's exactly what I'm suggesting.
I guess you could.
It's exactly what I know happened.
Spying did occur. Yes, I think spying did occur.
Let me.
But the question is whether it was predicated, adequately predicated. And I'm not suggesting.
How dumb do leftists feel right now? I mean, you guys are the dumbest people on earth, man. When are you going to realize it?
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best, and it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. When I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it. You notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad. I got soul.
So let's just refresh our memories. The left claimed that Donald Trump was colluding with Russia and a Russian agent. Totally false, totally made up. You dumbasses fell for it. Conservatives said the Obama administration was spying on President Trump. The left said, you're wrong. That's a conspiracy theory. Oops, the left was wrong again. And now it's about to come out. And it already is out, but it's only going to get worse. So, but you know, we're going to go back to Bart testifying, but, you know, is there any saving these people? And I'm not talking about, you know, religion and recognizing you're created by God and you're a divine creation and Jesus Christ is the Savior. I'm talking about just intellectual, philosophical slavery that these people are under. Is there any saving them? Because if they can't see their own shackles and they don't want to be free, then why am I wasting my time trying to explain to these people how they've been deceived? But that's the thing. Like, we all do have to come together to have the victories we want, to have our vision of humanity come true. So it's like, you know, again, get on board or get left behind, to put it kindly. But it's reached such levels of derangement, ladies and gentlemen, where they literally call black people white supremacists. I mean, how do you even classify that level of delusion? Jeffrey Gutterman, Candace Owens is a white supremacist. Do you realize the level of delusion that these people are under, folks? They literally are calling black people white supremacists. I mean, that's next level. I don't even know what. Next level delusion? Next level mental illness? Wow. But here's William Barr confirming what we told you. Barack Hussein Obama ordered illegal spying on the Donald Trump presidential campaign.
And I'm not talking about the FBI necessarily, but intelligence agencies more broadly.
So you're not suggesting, though, that spying occurred?
I don't. I guess you could.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Just rewind it one more time. Just rewind it one more time. This is so good because this is so key. This moment right here. He literally. This is how dumb these people are, man. Deep breaths. I just don't know how to break this down. And this is my biggest frustration today. He literally is explaining how they spied on Donald Trump. Like, that's the whole thing. He's here breaking down how they were spying on the Donald Trump campaign. He lays it all out, and this dumbass Democrat goes, but you're not insinuating people were spying. And so Barr, in like a moment of his own shock, is like, whoa, wait a second. I literally just broke down how they were spying. Like, do you understand? Like, this is shocking, man. I mean, it's shocking. It's shocking when you're with somebody and there's a big full moon in the sky and you say, look at that big full moon. And the person next to you says, what full moon? You're like, look at that thing. It's huge. It's right there. It's bright. It's lighting up the whole night sky. And the person's like, there's no moon here. Are you telling me you see a moon? And you're just like, what? It's like this woman. She's like, you're telling me that people were spying on Trump? And Barr's like, that's literally what I just told you. So let's complete this real quick. And then Del Bigtree is about to join us. He's just got done with a big event. But roll Barr one more time.
And I'm not talking about the FBI necessarily, but intelligence agencies.
This is him saying they spied on Trump.
You're not suggesting, though, that spying occurred.
I don't. Well,
he's stunned. He's like, what do you mean? That's exactly what I just suggested.
I guess you could. I think there was a spying did occur. Yes, I think spying did occur.
He's like, I just broke it down.
Well, let me.
But the question is whether.
And now they're stunned. All right, we're going to come back. This is unbelievable. Democrats, leftists, liberals, we're not enemies. We're all in this together. We're all Americans. We can come together. But you got to understand, if you refuse to live in reality and you refuse to admit your own faults, then like somebody that's doing 50 miles per hour in the fast lane, we're either going to have to find a way around you or worse. Now, Del Bigtree is joining me right now, and I'm very excited because he's got a big crowd of people behind him. Del, what's going on?
Hey, Owen, I'm here in Sacramento, California, where hundreds and hundreds of parents have gathered. We are protesting SB 276, the law I was telling you about on your show just yesterday. Senator Richard Payne that took our rights away from parents, forced vaccinating children in order to go to public or private school with SB 277. That law passed. He said that there would always be a robust medical exemption. This is a slippery slope that any state goes, you know, steps onto as soon as they allow this type of militant law to be brought into place. And so SB 277 took the rights away from parents. But now the medical exemption is under fire. Senator Richard Payne has written SB 276, which is going to mean that a doctor can't write your medical exemption. Essentially, a bureaucrat in the health department in Sacramento is going to write your medical exemption, meaning that your family history, your doctor-patient relationship no longer exists. So I would say that SB 277 destroyed the Nuremberg Code and the right to informed consent, and now they're going after the Hippocratic Oath, which is the doctor's, you know, salute to truth to say that we will always make sure the best interest of the patient I'm looking at is what matters. Not herd immunity, not the herd outside these walls, but you. I'm going to take care of you. I'm not going to injure you with the vaccine just so other people can be safe or can be happy or whatever it is, this nirvana that they dream about in the medical establishment. So we're here saying that the doctor-patient relationship is so important. But while we are protesting here, I know that you must be talking about, yesterday we were talking about this. New York has just put in the first adult mandate we have seen in this country. I've been warning you about this.
You literally predicted this, Del. I mean, I've been having you on the war room for a long time. You've been coming on InfoWars for a long time. You literally predicted this was coming, and now it's official.
Now it's official. Now everyone can see exactly what I was saying. This has never been about children. This has never been about 2% of unvaccinated children. The pharmaceutical industry is the most powerful lobby in Washington, outspending oil and gas 2-1 for one reason, not because they want a couple thousand more unvaccinated kids, because there's over 320 million Americans they want to be vaccinating on a yearly basis. They want to take their industry from a $1 billion industry into a $1 trillion industry, and it's starting with Bill de Blasio, a purchased, you know, Democrat up in New York that is going to do the bidding for the pharmaceutical industry. He's basically said you have 48 hours to comply with a forced MMR vaccine program in New York. All of this because my understanding is there's 5 or 6 people right now with measles in the Hasidic Jewish community. This is something I stood up for in Austin, Texas. I put on a yellow star saying you were unfairly going after a religious group. Well, now they're using that excuse to go after every adult. You know what they're going to find shocking, Owen, and this is the next thing I'm going to predict, is they have just said every adult has got to prove that they have titers, that they have, you know, that they are immune to measles. There is only one group that's immune to measles, and they can count on it, And that's everyone that's about Bill de Blasio's age that got real live measles. They are the only ones that can achieve herd immunity. They're the only ones that are safe in New York. And what you're going to find is people start checking their titers and seeing, am I immune to measles? They go like, well, I'll be damned. I got all of my vaccines, and yet I am not immune to measles.
And I think we got to go to break here, Del, but I may have another development on this that I think you'll be interested in learning. It appears, and we're doing a little bit more research into this right now, but it appears that the MMR vaccine's patent expires today. Oh, how convenient is that? We're doing a little more background check into that. We'll talk about that more on the other side of this break. But here's the thing that people need to just kind of realize intellectually and then apply this to the forced vaccination thing. If I have the flu or strep throat or something and I'm contagious, I can walk around. I can go to the grocery store. I can go about my daily life. Who's going to stop me? Are you going to start saying if you have the flu, you can't leave? Are you going to test everyone for strep throat before they leave their house? Of course not. Oh, but when vaccines are involved, all of a sudden we have some sort of authority to do so. No, it's medical tyranny.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Did you know Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, is doing a health seminar on April the 8th at the Hilton Garden Inn? That's 8202 South 100th East Avenue, Tulsa, Oklahoma. The meeting will get started promptly at 7 o'clock. Distributors are $10 and everyone else is free. If you have any questions, call Brandy at 615-389-7733.
It's really awesome to see Del Bigtree with a crowd of people behind him, because there was a pro-vaccine rally here in Austin that got maybe organically 20 people to show up, and then it was a bunch of med students that were forced to be there, and then the people that were part of the event. But here, organically, Del Bigtree is able to get hundreds of people to turn out to stop medical tyranny. Guys, let's show this.
Look at that. Wow. That's right. That's what America sounds like when they're pissed off. Yeah!
That's just beautiful right there.
All right, thank you. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? These are all parents of, you know, people of unvaccinated children. Others have injured children. I call them the ex-vaxxers. They try to group everybody into one slur word saying we're anti-vaxxers. We are pro-science. We are pro-health. And science shows that unvaccinated children are far healthier. I have proof of it. You know, they keep saying, Owen, you know, we've complained to the Health and Human Services and the National Institute of Health. You aren't doing any placebo studies on any of the childhood vaccines we give our kids. We've proven that. And they say, well, it's unethical to do that study. But don't worry, we've been using them for a very long time, and they've proven to be safe. Really? Proven to be safe? Highest rates of childhood cancer we've ever seen. Highest rates of childhood diabetes we've ever seen. Highest rates of autism we've ever seen and other neurological disorders. Highest rates of multiple sclerosis, ADD, ADHD. All of our special needs classes are exploding in our schools. You're telling me that this system's working? This is the sickest generation of children this country has ever seen, all under the watchful eye of the CDC and the pediatricians of America. I don't have to listen to you because you suck at your job.
And, you know, when you bring this information to people that are literally just pro-vaccine who want forced vaccinations, they either discount it or they try to twist it and say, yeah, but, you know, it's better than, like, polio or something. Well, how are you to decide?
That's absolutely right. I mean, and look, if they're accepting a new normal, that's up to them. It's a free country. If you don't mind the fact that your child has eczema all over their body, okay. If you don't mind the fact that your child's on ADD medication or depression medication at the age of 12, okay, that's up to you. But talk to any, you know, unvaxxed parent, any parents of unvaccinated children or those that are recovering from vaccine injury, and they will tell you, my children don't have those problems. They don't have those issues. And that's just simply the fact of the matter. And if they want to prove me wrong, then go ahead and do the easiest study known to man. Simply compare vaccinated children to unvaccinated children, and then let's see and let the chips fall where they may. Until then, you can't force any law on me telling me your vaccine program makes children healthier, because the proof shows otherwise. You are making America sick.
And what they do is, because they don't have all these big testing programs to see a vaccinated child versus an unvaccinated child. They just run all the tests on the vaccinated kids and the vaccines. But people in the real world have done it with their own families. A few years ago, I used to work with a youth development program, and specifically we had different parts where we had homeschooled kids that would come during the day, and then obviously like public school kids that would come in the afternoon. Homeschooled kids, always healthier, always more well-behaved. The kids from the public school would always show up, nose running, coughing, sick.
Right.
The unvaccinated kids were always healthy. And that's just one little case study that just says, hey, your kid's going to be fine if they don't get vaccinated. But when you apply it to the larger picture, it's not even about, oh my gosh, look at this group versus this group. It's just saying, hey, I have a choice. And by the way, why are you ignoring the fact that pediatric cancer is up hundreds of percent? Why are you ignoring the fact that autism is up 100%? You know, why do you just ignore these things and just say, oh, no, 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 it has nothing to do with vaccines? Well, how do you know? What does it have to do with?
There's no studies that can prove that it doesn't, that the vaccines aren't causing all these illnesses. But even beyond a study or no study, what we do know is that we are now saying this is the first generation of children that will not live to be as old as their own parents. We're supposed to have the best hospitals in the world. We're supposed to have the best doctors in the world. Why do we have the sickest children we've ever seen? I'm going to go ahead and opt out of any program driven by the medical establishment because I've said it. Our children are sick. And now guess what? All these forced mandates we're seeing in New York, now the adults are going to start getting sick. Watch all these adults get the MMR vaccine, and then it'll be the DTaP vaccine, and then it'll be the flu vaccine, and watch how they start, you know, developing rheumatoid arthritis and other autoimmune diseases, multiple sclerosis. I see so many superstars that are crippled with autoimmune disease. And I wonder, how many vaccines did you get to go on tour for your rock show or your comedy show? Why are you crippled right now? You dance every day. You have cooks cooking you the best food. Why is it you're so sick? It makes perfect sense, Owen, if you look at all the vaccines we're giving people and what they're doing. And guess what? The science is being done, Owen. It's being done all over the world, all over in England, in France, in China, in Spain. They're doing mouse studies and monkey studies showing that mice are having autism-like features when they're injected with the same amount of aluminum that we give our kids in our childhood schedule. You know, so this is the science. This whole thing's crumbling down around them. And that's why they're using, they're having to go to martial law. It's because we're winning. We're winning, are we not? We are winning.
No, that's exactly it. That's exactly right. That's why they're censoring all this on social media. That's why they're censoring all the truth on social media. That's why they're pushing the mandatory vaccines now, because they know they're on the precipice of a total defeat. But, yep, you know, you've been following this for a while, Dell, and we're trying to cross the T's and dot the I's on this when it comes to the actual vaccine. But there is a measles vaccine.
Yep.
That's patent is up today. Now, again, whether or not that is tied into what's going on in New York, we'll try to cross the T's and dot the I's. But just from your experience studying this and being involved in this for so long, that's not something that's rare when an expired vaccine is about to come down. Oh, magically, they start selling it.
Yeah, you know, isn't that a great way to clear the shelves of a product that no longer owns the patent anymore? I mean, I think that when they had the mandate in Rockland County where they were quarantining Hasidic Jews during the month of Passover, they wouldn't be able to go to their own synagogues. They sold, I think, another 17,000 MMR vaccines when they did that. And, you know, this is a way to make money. Are they just clearing the shelves because they've lost their patent? I don't know. All I know is this. We just broke the story this week. We finally got the trials. We used Freedom of Information Act requests to get the trials that approved the MMR vaccine we're all using. And the results in the stats of, and they only tested the 800 kids. There's eight different studies that only looked at the health of 800 kids. 800 total kids decided the fate of our vaccine program with the MMR. And every single one of those studies, do you know that every child that got the MMR vaccine, well, about 50% of them had a gastrointestinal illness from the vaccine. They recorded it. They also had about 40% of them had an upper respiratory illness caused by the vaccine. How this vaccine ever got approved, and that may not seem like a big deal. Okay, you've got stomach cramps, diarrhea, constipation for days or weeks, you know, much longer than you would have had the rash. But here's what's so shocking is all the science showing how important our gut biome is. Many of the products you guys sell on your show is trying to give you a stronger gut biome. Because the mental health of a person, it's the autoimmune system,
it's the gut. Dell Bigtree, thank you so much. Follow him on Twitter at Dell Bigtree. Follow his show Highwire on Facebook at Highwire Talk. Dell Bigtree just doing great stuff. Let's get a rousing noise from that audience.
Goodbye. Woo! Yeah.
That's America right there, folks.
Right.
That's America right there. Families who are not going to have their God-given rights taken away by medical tyranny over my dead body.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And time that it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out what the globalists don't want you to have, the good halogen, what you have, the bad halogens, at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site, InfoWarsLife.com, as you write the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
There's all kinds of news, and we're not going to be able to get to half of it. Child predators being let into the country. Attempted kidnapping of an 11-year-old girl thwarted by a good guy with a gun. All kinds of other breaking news. But the developing story right now that's kind of piggybacking off of what happened with William Barr testifying before Congress saying, yeah, they spied on President Trump. They spied on his campaign, and then the Democrats are sitting there like, oh my gosh, did he actually just say that? They're just stunned. You can see it on their faces. It's like they just got hit with a haymaker, and they're out on their feet. Now Trump is swinging for the fences. The story is at InfoWars.com from Jamie White. Trump promises justice against deep state. This was an attempted coup. And they got caught, and what they did was treason, says the president. You know that treason is punishable by death? Did you know that? And by the way, now you have leftists saying that William Barr is taking Trump's quote-unquote talking points by saying the Obama administration was spying on Trump. You mean the truth? So according to the left, Trump's quote-unquote talking points is just telling the truth. So Alex Jones, it's now considered a talking point if you just tell the truth, and that's how the Democrats are going to spin this now. Oh, Barr is just going with Trump's talking points. No, he's being honest.
Owen, I want everybody to just step back, take a deep breath, and thank God that reality's coming out. The arrogant Democrats under Obama and Hillary bragged that they had spied on Trump illegally when he was president-elect after the November 8th election 2.5 years ago. We have memories here at InfoWars. We played the clips. We showed the New York Times articles where they said he'll never get seated as president. Nancy Pelosi's daughter went all over television, MSNBC, CNN, Fox, and said, we know he's a Russian. We know he stole the election. She tried to get the delegates to not seat him on January 8th, and then 12 days later keep him from being inaugurated in D.C. Then they tried to block men, women, and children, families, from getting into the inauguration. Then they CNN showed images of the gates closed, and so no one could get into the mall, and said, look, no one was there. Insane levels of lies, because they believed Hillary and Obama and the globalists were going to be able to deliver on removing him. But now, as Trump said in just a statement minutes ago that's up on InfoWars.com, or by the video, the article from Jamie White must go viral, folks. It's also on NewsWars.com. He said, you lost. You got caught, and now we're going to prosecute you. Your criminals are coming after you. And here's what's happened. They committed so many crimes, the Democrats, the deep state, and the neocons, and sold us out to communist China. But the American people, the Pentagon, literally detonated in a good way by this show, awakened to the truth. The brush fires have been set, and now the level of crimes committed by the Democrats are so massive, they must be prosecuted. And here's the even best part. They're not giving up. They've been given chances to back down and stop the criminal activity. They're not. They're getting worse. They want race war. That's their 2020 election bid. And so we have a clear and present danger of absolutely maniac crazies led by Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters and others who are beside themselves, as you said, in rage and now fear as cornered animals, as cornered rats. And so this is so ultra-massive that it's unspeakably powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, obviously InfoWars.com is censored on Facebook, YouTube, everywhere else, Twitter. But NewsWars.com isn't. The article by Jamie White is posted there right now. It is so incredibly important. This is a major, major, major maximum action alert. Trump promises justice against deep state. This was an attempted coup, and they got caught, and that's what they did was treason, says the president. Now understand, folks. I'm not an anonymous person. I'm on air exposing this day one, before President Trump even got elected, telling you exactly what was happening, the illegal FISA warrants, how we should strike back. Why do you think they deplatformed us like nobody else at first? Because in the councils of treason, in these boardrooms, they know we've got their number because we do real research. This is so incredible. When I was in a deposition being sued by the Democratic Party, a few weeks ago, through their whole operation, they kept saying, who's Zero Hedge? Who's Zero Hedge? You don't run it? You don't own it? I don't even know who runs Zero Hedge. But because Zero Hedge has the same analysis, has the same real intel, they think I'm running it, or they think some intelligence agency's running it. No, it's called doing your homework. It's called being on air 7 days a week, living, eating, drinking, sleeping, crapping, fighting, everything. This is all we do, blood, sweat, and tears. We have their number, and these arrogant people have been so public. I'd love to give myself more credit, but no, they arrogantly were on TV saying, we're going to kill this guy. That was the former head of counter-terrorism operations, Phil Mudd. They've said it on all the shows. Brennan and Clapper said a year and a half ago on CNN at the Acid Institute, we're going to have a coup by December. He'll be removed. And Wolf Blitzer said, you mean extrajudicially? And they said, yes. And they tried to have a 25th Amendment, too, with Rosenstein. And people said, well, why are they so public? Why are they so public in a coup? Because they had to go on CNN as a confidence game and say, we're going to kill this guy, meaning Trump. We're going to remove him by December, or we're going to remove him by March, as they said again last year, because they had to act confident for the criminals at the highest levels of the FBI, Justice Department, CIA, and other agencies. But there are other agencies that aren't run by criminals, and most of the people in the agencies that are run by criminals aren't bad. They're upset. So there is a will. And once in a multi-jurisdiction, once in a multi-lifetime, a multi-generational system to defeat this. We have the momentum. We have the truth. We have all the evidence of the Chi-Coms buying up Hollywood. We have the treason, and we must move. This is real. Trump always attempts to do what he says he'll do. He does what he says he'll do 90% of the time when he's able to execute. He is attempting to remove the real swamp leaders at the top. They're the plug in the swamp. You remove that, and you actually start prosecuting thousands of these criminals. You start putting them in jail. They will all turn on each other in minutes. We already saw Clapper and Brennan in the last 2 weeks ago on every major channel and say, we were ordered by Obama to run this investigation against Trump. But see, they lied to Congress and said they didn't. They lied to him once he was the president. So that's why we've got them right there, too. We have them doing things 1 trillion times bigger, literally. Literally, than Nixon. Nixon listened to a few phones, broke into a psychiatrist's office, got a few things against the Democratic leadership. That was wrong. That was bad. This is the entire NSA spying on the American people, trying to steal the election, saying we're all Russian agents, censoring everybody, and these criminals are in trouble, and Senator Murphy's in trouble, and Senator Blumenthal's in trouble. Mr. President, they're running the Stay Behind Network, sir, and you know that. Now it's time to move against them. We are going to defeat them, but the listeners must explode with information warfare. They must spread these articles savagely by hand. Call talk radio everywhere. We were right. We were patriots. We hit the enemy first. We led the charge. But now we're encircled by what's remaining of the enemy forces in a vicious attempt to take us down because they don't want us in the game going into the next level of fight. So here is the president just about 30 minutes ago. The video is on InfoWars.com. This is it. Here it is.
This was an attempted coup. This was an attempted takedown of a president. And we beat them. We beat them. So the Mueller report, when they talk about obstruction, what we fight back. And you know why we fight back? Because I knew how illegal this whole thing was. It was a scam. And what I'm most interested in, what I'm most interested in is getting started. Hopefully the Attorney General, he mentioned it yesterday, he's doing a great job getting started on going back to the origins of exactly where this all started, because this was an illegal witch hunt, and everybody knew it, and they knew it too, and they got caught, and what they did was treason.
Ladies and gentlemen, what they did was treason. What they did was treason. That is the 45th president of the United States, and the globalists are running all these undermining operations online, posing as patriots, attacking the president. We're going to go to break and come back with more with Owen Schroyer. But this is history happening right now. The enemy are cornered rats. They're going to counterstrike. So thank God and pray to Jesus and then get out.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
There must be some way out of here. Said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine. Plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line. No idea of it is worth.
You know, it's interesting, as it's all coming out right now, how Obama illegally spied, and soon you're going to find out Obama was leaking illegally, too. I just went on Twitter just to find that old tweet of Obama's that's going viral right now from 2013 where he tweets out, I spy. I searched for it on Twitter. It doesn't even show up. Meanwhile, there's literally a hearing happening right now. Ted Cruz is speaking about the big tech censorship and free speech in this country. But, you know, Alex, I mean, everything that InfoWars has been through, everything that you've been through, do you feel like the light at the end of the tunnel is finally approaching? Do you feel like you can finally feel the warmth of the opening at the end of the tunnel of this journey for truth and justice that you've been on for so long? Do you feel that we're finally moving forward? Okay, apparently we have apparently we've lost Alex momentarily, so we'll try to pick him back up. But look at this from the Washington Post. William Barr's highly questionable use of Trump's spying talking points. So now the truth is just considered talking points to Democrats. But this is what they do when they project. See, all the Democrats have are talking points. Trump's racist. That's a talking point. Trump hates immigrants. That's a talking point. Trump manufactured the crisis at the border. That's a talking point. These are Democrat talking points. Trump puts kids in cages. These are all the Democrat talking points. This is how they, that's what fuels all of their discourse, is talking points. So conservatives don't have quote-unquote talking points. I mean, sure, we'll have subjects for discussion, but we don't have talking points that we use as a base to then form any other thought or idea off of that. No, we proprietarily think of things, come up with things, and then use facts and research and common sense and logic and reasoning to put it all together. Not talking points. But now, according to the Washington Post, the truth is just talking points. And so when William Barr says that spying did occur during the 2016 campaign, which is just true. I mean, this is ridiculous. The New York Times admitted this. It's just, I mean, it's just unbelievable what these people are convinced of. I don't even know how to analyze it anymore. Are they just blatant liars, or do they genuinely have no IQ at all? Do they genuinely have no comprehension of fact and reality at all? Have they genuinely lost all touch with their own logic and common sense? It's that, or these people are just totally liars. To say there was no spying in their 2016 campaign? Are you kidding me? But see, that's just it. It wasn't just spying. Spying, fine, is just a talking point. You know what it really was? It was treason. It was treason. And Trump has now said it. Do we have that clip? Here's President Trump. Oh, man. Folks, get ready. They're cornered rats. They're a sinking ship. It's no holds barred for the Democrats now, folks. They know what they're facing. They're going to do anything to try to save themselves, including have Eric Swalwell announce he's running for president. Do you realize how big of a joke that is? So get ready. They're about to pull out all the stops because President Trump has just announced, yep, the Democrats and Obama were engaged in treason.
This was an attempted coup. This was an attempted takedown of a president. And we beat them. We beat them. So the Mueller report, when they talk about obstruction, what we fight back. And you know why we fight back? Because I knew how illegal this whole thing was. It was a scam. And what I'm most interested in, what I'm most interested in is getting started. Hopefully the Attorney General, he mentioned it yesterday, he's doing a great job getting started on going back to the origins of exactly where this all started. Because this was an illegal witch hunt, and everybody knew it, and they knew it too, and they got caught, and what they did was treason.
Boom. Now, see, the president has really taken a leap of faith here and set himself up for failure, quite honestly, because he's now officially on a suicide mission. You have to understand the level of criminality we're dealing with here. And you have to understand when a group of people will engage in open treason and sedition against their own country, against their own republic, against their own people, when they're willing to do that right out in public, think about what they're trying to cover up. That's really what this is about. They didn't have to spy on Donald Trump. They already had their people in the media and everything rallying to stop Donald Trump, Hollywood and everything. Republicans were against Trump. They already had all their apparatchiks in place to stop Donald Trump from getting in. Uh-oh. But then they realized America had already won. America was not dead yet.
And so what did they do? They committed treason. They didn't have to. They didn't have to illegally spy on Trump. But they saw that the threat was real, that the Republic was back, and that Trump might even beat a rigged election. And we did all beat the rigged election. So they committed treason right in front of your own eyes because they're so afraid of what other crimes they've committed will now be exposed by a man who's not in their secret societies. So, Alex, before we lost you there, I wanted to get your take on this.
Oh, and I was able to listen over the line on my phone because you have major phone problems up there. But I'm glad I'm on here with you now. Absolutely, this is the beginning of the fulfillment of everything we're doing. It doesn't mean we're putting some utopia in, but it'd be like if we got the dictator Maduro out of Venezuela. That at least gives them a shot at a new start. And that's what they're trying to wreck society. The globalists are trying to kill what made America great, rugged individualism, because they need a group of domestic slobs. That's why they're using this incredibly vicious race war tactic. But the Democrats know it's made up in bull. That's in the WikiLeaks. And so Trump must go after the deep state. We must go after the deep state. We must take action. We must understand that, as you were just saying, they've committed so many crimes. They have committed so many different angles of this garbage that it's just unbelievable that we've gotten to this point, that now they're cornered rats, but they are so incredibly dangerous at this point. They are completely out of control at this point, and they're going to strike back. And so now it's like having cancer that you're in third stage. You don't cut it out, you're going to die for sure. You cut it out, it might come back, and the country might still die. But our only course of action is that we have to throw the book at these people. And if they want to dig up their own Republicans and stuff, that's fine. Let's just get it all out in the open, let the chips fall where they may, and get the poison out. So getting bit by a rattlesnake. And, you know, you better, if you got a knife, cut that spot open. You know, you can't reach down to your ankle and suck the blood out. Somebody's there with you. You know, like many a father's done for his daughter or son or his wife, or wives are done for their husbands, bit by a rattlesnake. You remember your family gets in there, takes a knife, slices that sucker open and starts sucking that blood and that poison out. And nobody likes to do it, but it's got to be done. You better get a lot of blood, a lot of poison in your mouth. Better get ready for your own mouth to get sick, sucking the poison out. But we don't do it. We don't have a chance where our leg's going to fall off. We have got to suck the damn poison out. We've got to get it out. And we've got to take the attacks and the fake lawsuits and the demonization and the race war garbage and all the rest of it and just come through this. And I'm so honored to be working with you and the rest of the great crew, Owen. I'm so honored to be working with all the other great hosts, all the other great people, and how hard everybody's fighting at InfoWars. And I'm so honored to be working with everybody. There's this new wedge they've been trying to drive. They're like, oh, Paul Watson's leaving InfoWars. InfoWars is a sinking ship. No, it's like saying England founded the United States. I told Paul he needs to do his own website. I told Paul he needs to get out on his own. I told Paul he needs to go live on YouTube and start his own program. And I told him, I gave him about a year. I said, if you don't do it, I said, I'm going to begin phasing you out and removing you from InfoWars. And it's because he's so good. It's like in Conan the Barbarian, written by Oliver Stone and Millis. I'll talk about it when we come back. I'll do 5 minutes, but Conan, they got to hack the chains loose and just release him. He's got to be free. He can't just keep being the gladiator.
It's just an unbelievable time. What an honor to be here. I can't even put it into words that we're finally seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. It's time to start sprinting to that light, ladies and gentlemen.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.